This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's your daily deal on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Whoopee! The excitement continues for February the 16th. Hello, I'm Doug. Jay Kirshner is here with us to go through the good, the bad, and the ugly. And we've got a little of all of that here. When you look around at the war in Ukraine, that's ugly. When you look at the stories about death and destruction, this Black Hawk helicopter that went down in Alabama, the story behind that and what really is going on there. And then there are the good things, like this California startup company that has saved thousands and thousands of these used electric batteries from the cars that are being built now. The way the company that builds these, it's Tesla and one of the related companies to Tesla, says you got to dig a big hole in a landfill and put the batteries in the landfill. Well, that's not going over well with environmentalists. It's not going over well with the people who have the cars who are supposedly saving the planet by driving the cars, and then you're going to put those big, bad batteries in the ground. Hello, ding, 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 ding. So, anyway, this is a company called BWU Storage Solutions. They made $1 million last year selling stored renewable energy to the California power grid, thanks to thousands of these used battery packs that came from Toyotas and Hondas. The batteries wear out. Like batteries, every battery wears out. The battery you have in your car now that turns the starter over to start it, they wear out. You've got to replace them. Batteries in your flashlight, they wear out, right? The fob, your key fob in the car, that battery wears out. Batteries wear out. They die. So what do you do with these big, ugly, very, very dangerous batteries that come out of these electric cars? And by the way, when you replace them, it's like $23,000. So you might as well throw the car away and buy a new one. So all of this waste with these millions of battery packs, what's going to happen over the next 10 years is the question. So somebody's smart enough to start a business, that's the wonder of America, and our ability to start new businesses, even though the government does its best to keep you from starting businesses. Here's a great way to take care of these batteries instead of sending them to landfills. There are lots of uses for them to be, and California is a great example. They have these big problems when the air conditioning is going on, right? They tell you to shut it off in the middle of the afternoon because they don't have enough power in the power grids. Well, this company has figured out how they can use these old batteries for more storage and increase it by, 50% to what's there.
And even though it may not be able to power the vehicle anymore, it still can be used to store the excess of that comes in from solar and wind energy, and that's amazing.
Yeah, very good. Good for them. Round of applause for them. Okay, we've been talking off and on about death today. I guess it started with the Black Hawk helicopter pilots, and then there's the other. There are a couple of other stories. One of them from El Paso, where the shooting in the mall left one person dead and three injured. Another, here we go. Then there was by the way, if you didn't know this, in El Paso, where the shooting took place in the mall, a couple of years ago, 23 people were killed in the same mall, as was the case in El Paso last night. So this is, this puts sort of death on our minds, Raquel Welch dying. I mean, there are all kinds, and we always, every day, there's a reference to something or somebody who has passed away. So I brought up something about obituaries recently in the last hour. You can hear it if you go to gooddayshow.com and listen to that hour, the conversation about what happens when you die. But I started it off before I went down that road talking about obituaries and how they'd be more interesting if the obituaries would tell how the person died and more nitty-gritty. So here's Cheryl with a thought on that.
Hi, this is Cheryl from Florida commenting on the obituaries. It costs a fortune to place an obituary in a newspaper. So if they charge by the word and you really want to put a good story in there, it can be hundreds of dollars. But you're right. Obituaries are great little histories. Thank you.
Well, it depends on your paper. I know in my local paper here, the woman that publishes the paper takes the obituary, the news that comes from the funeral home, and prints it, and it doesn't cost them anything. It just is. But I know what you're talking about because I remember when my mother died, we put the information in the paper, and they charged us $40 for the obituary to be printed in the newspaper. So I get what you're saying, and it's, you know, I guess it's up to the individual. The content is up to the people who are grieving, and then whether they put it into a newspaper or put it online or whatever it is. The lady that I've been talking about this week, who was my friend who passed away down in Dallas, her funeral is today, and I was looking at, I posted something on there's a website now that they have, this is a big funeral outfit called Dignity. They own funeral homes all over the country. And so I put my thoughts about Pat Adams in, and it was published there. And I looked at some of the other stuff that was in there, and it seemed, I don't know, whether I thought it was too much, it was too commercial, too much about them and what they're doing rather than Pat Adams' life.
Uh-huh.
You know, you can do this, that, or the other thing by coming to, I have a service at our place. And I was tasteless, I thought. Anyway, what do you started to say something, Jay?
No, I was agreeing with you. Yeah, and I've seen straight up obituaries that end up being more about the people who lost their loved one rather than the lost loved one themselves.
Yep, right, exactly. So, anyway, it's certainly all food for thought. But I, you know, you look around and I just get to the point. I know when you and I discuss what we're going to talk about, and I look at some of these things and I think to myself, all right, and this, and Jennifer and I had this conversation while you were away, wondering why we should talk about, you know, somebody earlier was complaining about us not talking about Seymour Hersh's overview of the pipeline being blown up by Americans and Russia, and what a bombshell that is. And, you know, but it's all about death and destruction. And so much of what you see on television and in the movies is about death and destruction. You wonder about our violent nature. You know, there have been a lot of studies done about how we are, of all of the species on the planet, we are by far the most violent. And I think to myself, when I look at the National Geographic video of a tiger chewing up, you know, killing a deer or something and ripping it apart, I just think of the violent nature of life. You know, you look at Mother Nature and the violence that comes from earthquakes and hurricanes and tornadoes and all of the things that are part and parcel of having to live on this planet. There's just violence everywhere in every facet of life. And it isn't just, you know, the Russians running into the Ukraine and, you know, shooting everything up, and tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people have been killed. So I'll tell you something interesting, though, that sort of adds fuel to the fire of people saying it was the Russians who got the Chinese to launch these satellites. Yesterday, there were six Russian balloons that were just like, apparently, the ones that floated over our country. They were floating over Ukraine yesterday. And there were air raid sirens that are blasting all over the place. They got shot down. But still, here we go. There's like this flood of balloons from everywhere, all over the place. And who, apparently they've been floating around for years, but who knew it? I didn't know it. And so there's something else to think about. The Russians are having a horrible winter, snow-wise. And apparently they've recovered the bodies of all of these soldiers. You know, they sent 300,000 soldiers this week, kids, people that got out of jail, people that aren't trained. They're equipped with anything, and so the Ukrainians are killing them as fast as they come. The Russians are piling them up and bringing them back into the cemeteries, and because the ground is so frozen, they can't even with a backhoe dig holes to bury all the soldiers that are dead. And, you know, you look at what they're doing, there are lots of social media posts that are coming from Russia, which is a sign of the country's huge losses in Ukraine. And all to shore up the ego of one man. Incredible. Incredible. As long as we're talking about stuff that's distracting, there are protests going on. I've been talking about this. Nobody else. Once in a while, you see a story in the Epoch Times, if you ever look at it. You don't see it in the major news media, although News Nation, where Cuomo has gone, and Dan Matthews and Banfield and some of these other people that are pretty good newscasters and news diggers, talking about what's going on in Wuhan and other cities in China. But the protest was big in Wuhan yesterday because the government announced that 1.5 million people have died from COVID since the beginning of the year. So the Chinese people are putting two and two together. Hello. You started it. Now we realize you started. The stuff is loose here, and all these people, there are more people dying in China. Granted, there are more people that live in China, but more people dying of it than have died anywhere else in terms of the percentage of the population. So that's got to tell you something as well. And here we are once again, the lily-livered chickens that we have running the country and the rest of the countries that won't do anything to get to if you will, retaliate. Instead, the Chinese are talking about retaliating against us because we shot down their balloon. Who's on first here? Right?
It's absolutely absurd.
It is. And meanwhile, pitchers and catchers are reporting for spring training. Hello. Woohoo! And did you see the Kansas City? They had their big parade yesterday.
Yeah, the Super Bowl win parade.
Right. And apparently there was a lot of nasty talk from some of the players and the coach about how disrespected Kansas City has been. They've been undervalued. And they say the lack of attention to their, not only their Super Bowl win, but the Super Bowl parade in Kansas City is further evidence that people, even in our state, don't recognize that we are the world champs. Which I thought was kind of an interesting reality, huh? And you get right down to it.
I'm a pessimist during some, like, a time to...
Yeah, this is a award for you, and you're putting everybody down. 18 after the hour.
Adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's SkyRizzy. Risankizumab Rizza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With SkyRizzy, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months. And SkyRizzy is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing and me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new thing. Nothing is
use if allergic to SkyRizzy. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizzy, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit SkyRizzy.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZY to learn more.
In celebration of America's Black Inventors, brought to you by Charmin. Back in a moment.
We all gotta go, right? But why not enjoy the go with Charmin? You need something soft and long-lasting? Well, they got you with Charmin Super Mega Rolls. Charmin knows softness counts when wiping your hiney. Charmin is irresistibly soft and more absorbent, so you can use less. Now, I don't know about you, but my family can run through some toilet paper. But not with Charmin and their long-lasting Super Mega Rolls. We all go, so why not enjoy the go with Charmin?
Born in Kalamazoo County, Michigan in 1865, J.B. Rhodes was a black inventor who would go on to secure over 230 patents. But it was this one invention that would go on to change the world. Rhodes named it a water closet, but today it's commonly known as the toilet or commode. Before this invention, many people were using outhouses, and it wasn't until Rhodes' invention that people could use the bathroom in their own homes, celebrating great inventors of black history with Charmin.
Bye. I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you ready? Yes, we're ready. Okay, let's get into some celebrity news, Jay, shall we, here on the Doug Good Day program. Social media items that are trending, including Michael Jordan's donation of $10 million. In acknowledgement of his birthday, we'll tell you in a moment what he's going to do. Instead of throwing a big party, what he's going to do with $10 million right after this.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
So here's the scoop, Jay. This is pretty exciting, actually, when you get right down to brass tacks. Michael Jordan is worth anywhere from $300 to $400 million, apparently, and it wouldn't be unusual for him to spend $10 million for his birthday. But he's going to spend $10 million doing what?
He is donating to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, which he actually already did that this week, and he celebrates the Big 6-0 Friday, the 17th, February 17th, and he felt like, why throw a big bash when I can use this money and donate it? He's been working with the organization since 1989. Yep. He has granted hundreds of wishes for kids since then. He is consistently one of the most requested celebrities among those battling serious health issues, and he's even calling for people of... Help me celebrate. I can't think of a better gift than seeing others join in supporting Make-A-Wish so that every child can experience the magic of having their wish come true. That's awesome. He is a real one. Like, when you think of Michael Jordan, he's the GOAT. And on so many levels, not just basketball.
Yep. Greatest of all time. All right, there's something else floating around here that I feel compelled to talk about. and that's Jennifer Coolidge. There's something about her that sends me over the top. And
in a good way.
Well, yeah. I mean, she's from Massachusetts. Matter of fact, she grew up not far from where I am right now in Framingham. She went to Hollywood. She has always been somebody who was very, shall we say, appealing, taunting, if you will. And apparently somebody has decided they want to get to know her better, up close and personal, so they've been trespassing on her home in L.A. And the police have been called in to investigate the trespasser.
Well, she has a gate, so this person had to climb, jump over the gate. And then she didn't even know that any of this was happening. She was reviewing security footage, and she saw the trespasser and was like, uh-oh.
Yeah, right, exactly. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. But do you agree with me? I'm not the same. I mean, I'm
Jennifer Coolidge is amazing.
Yeah, she really is. But she's been very upfront about her life, her personal life, and, you know, earlier on in her career.
Is she single?
Yes.
She try to fix you two up.
Yes. Yeah, well, I knew somebody who knew her, and I said, well, yeah, maybe I should meet her. But anyway, she's got quite an interesting reputation. She's very frank about her sexuality, and she's just an interesting character. And isn't she in that White Lotus now? That's one of the things that she's in.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She's fantastic. Her comedic timing is amazing.
Yeah, and she has been very visible of late for whatever the reason. But anyway, so Jennifer Coolidge in our focus here. Social media as part of the Good Day program at 28 after the hour.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Ladies and gentlemen, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. The invention of MyPillow, it's really something that so many people have loved, always talking about the pillows and how great they are. Well, it's been 20 years since it was developed, so there's new technology around making MyPillow even better. That's what MyPillow 2.0 is, the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with a brand new fabric that's made with a temperature regulating thread. MyPillow 2.0, the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you will ever own. So say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night. More great news on the MyPillow 2.0. Buy one, get one free. It's the BOGO deal with the promo code DS. Get it now. Two of them for the price of one. 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code DS.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The only thing on President Biden's agenda today is hosting a screening of the movie Till. That will take place in the East Room at 5 p.m. Eastern. The Justice Department has stepped up work in recent months on drafting a potential antitrust complaint against Apple Incorporated. The investigation into whether Apple has a monopoly power that it abuses began in 2019 when enforcers have escalated their efforts in recent months, with more litigators now assigned to the case and new requests for documents and consultations with companies are moving ahead. Six-time NBA champion Michael Jordan is celebrating his 60th birthday tomorrow. Jordan is celebrating by making a $10 million donation to the Make-A-Wish Foundation. The thankful organization says it's the largest donation ever received from an individual in the organization's 43-year history. Today is National Punch Key Day, known as a dessert indulged around Lent. It isn't just about the pastry. Lance Pry, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Good day,
Karen. It's going to be a good day.
It has been a good day.
The Doug Line's available. You have the opportunity right now to talk about what matters to you, your thoughts, your opinion. Let's have it. Jay and I are ready, willing, and able to hear, and more importantly, the audience wants to know what you're thinking. They want to hear it in your voice. So let's go, Jay.
Have your voice heard and join the conversation by calling the Doug Line.
855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684. Here we are back again. Isn't it exciting, Jay? We have yet another opportunity to share our wit and wisdom with the entire country, the entire world.
You're welcome, world.
Yes, right. Thank you, and you're welcome for all the good stuff on the Good Day program. It's February the 16th. Some words to live by, I guess, much as anything else to think about. If you can understand that the way we live our lives, I was talking earlier about all of the anger and the vicissitude and the violence that is a part of what lives on the planet, especially human beings. But think about what it is that's in the way of you living your life and your dreams. Is it what's in your head? Must be in your head. Whatever's in your mind, whatever you believe, sometimes what you believe, I know you believe that it's true, or you believe what you believe.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah,
sometimes
we all have our own truths. We all go through the exact same experience. Or, like, Doug, you and I can be in a car riding and have the exact same interaction with somebody else entirely, and you and I still both have two different truths of what happened.
Well, that's what they say. You know, when there are the police go around and there's an accident and there are 20 bystanders and they get 20 different stories from the 20. That's the way it is. Everybody sees things differently. Here's something that I think most people will agree is a great story, a social media post, actually, that was shared by a mother, which has led to a wonderful outpouring of kindness toward her son, who has Down syndrome. Donna Herder is her name. She shared a message on Facebook requesting a young man to spend a couple of hours twice a month with her son, whose name is Christian. She said she would pay $80 for 2 hours. The posting read, quote, "I'm looking for a young man between the ages of 20 and 28 who would like to make some extra money. 2 days a month for 2 hours. I'll pay you to be my son's friend. All you have to do is sit with him, play games in his room, nothing else. He's 24.
She won't be alone with him or anything. She'll be there. The grandfather will be there. He just doesn't have any friends his own age.
So since then, 60,000 people have shared that social media post. There have been 26,000 comments. She got pretty much most of the comments were positive. People were offering to become friends, which is what she wanted. No expectation of payment.
Yes, and that was one of the beautiful things that so many people were like, we'll do this, hire a son, and don't pay us. We'll genuinely be his friend.
Just do it. Yep. There is so much that's good. When I talk about the other stuff, you know, I framed it around the good, the bad, and the ugly in the last half hour. It just is. It's a wonderful world, as corny as that may sound. I love it. One of my favorite songs in the world is Louis Armstrong's What a Wonderful World. And, James, if you want to play that, it'll bring us all to tears. Meanwhile, I am interested in thinking about what's going on with people who are moving. I saw a stat the other day. Actually, it was based on the stats started, the investigation that led to this statistical research was started in Sioux City, Iowa, where we can be heard. The people interested in is a demographic survey asking people who come into this supermarket, are they from the area originally? Did they move? Where'd they come from? What prompted them to come and live in this area? I thought it was really pretty interesting. They got a lot of stories from a lot of people about why we left where we were and why we came. Even some people who came to live in Sioux City who moved there from British Columbia in Canada. People are looking for peace and quiet. And there are lots of folks who think that Iowa may be the best place in this country for peace and quiet. I don't know if it really is. Iowa's a great state. It's a great farm state. Whether it is or it isn't, but it's just interesting that exercise took place. You know, just as we think about how to make things real, that's a way. You know, we all think about where we live, why we live here. I get teased all the time about having been in Framingham all my life, and I've lived in the same pretty much half a mile radius in four different homes. And my wife, God love her, used to say to people when she was trying to get me away from the influences that seemed to distract from my relationship with her, one of the things she said, "Well, why don't we move somewhere else?" And I said, "Well, where else can I go and do the things that I'm doing here?" And so she would say that my umbilical cord was too short to move out of Framingham. And there may be some truth to that.
But you still travel. You still go places.
Oh, yeah.
You still, And it's more like, what's the saying? If it's not broke, don't fix it.
Yeah, that's true. Yep. I have a wonderful life, much to be thankful for. Pretty much everything in it is of value. The various things that I do, the most important value are those two grandchildren and my two children, and you put everything into perspective, and there really isn't there. You know, the radio work is a very important part of my life and has been a part of my life constantly since I was 17. I've been around cows all my life, which is a very important thing for me. The fact that I'm involved in some things here business-wise that I'm finding very rewarding for the most part, except having to deal with some of the idiots on local boards. But other than that, think about the good. And then we can, you know, somebody just sent me a note, actually a picture, when I mentioned what was going on in Russia and all of the burials, all of the bodies that are coming back from Ukraine. This person sent me a picture of a sea of crosses, basically, that have to tell the true story of what's going on with the mercenaries that are being hired and sent over there, or just people that are being told, if you don't put on a uniform and go over to Ukraine, we're going to shoot you anyway. So it's either you get shot in Russia or you get shot in Ukraine and come back and be... But you can actually Google this. Just Google Sea of Crosses. And you'll see these crosses that go on, kind of like a military, you know, there's a cemetery, certainly we think of Arlington National Cemetery, but there's one in right off the 405 in Westwood, as you go up the 405 in Los Angeles County, where there are thousands of soldiers that have been buried there in a military cemetery. It's just, I've only walked through Arlington National Cemetery once. As a matter of fact, it was when Tony's father died. He had been a bombardier in World War II, and he was given the honor of being buried at Arlington National Cemetery because of his record. And this speaks to the waste that war is. Here's a man whose entire psychological makeup was changed by his experience in World War II. And how many other, we hear this all the time about men and women who are in the service that are going through post-traumatic stress. We've just come into that since the Vietnam era. Certainly the soldiers had it in any conflict, but World War II was the biggest one. So when I think of the words that he shared with my son, my son told me what he told him about his service in the war, and my wife, his daughter, never knew what his experiences were like. He'd been on 23 missions crossing the English Channel from an air base there where they were stationed in England to bomb Germany, and he was the bombardier. So he would decide when they got over the target when to drop the bombs. And in, I think it was 13 or 14 of the incidents, his plane was shot down. And in one incident, everybody in the plane was dead but him, and he grabbed the controls of the plane to get it across the English Channel to land in the grass as you get right over Dover. And then the same thing happened to him two or three other times. He was shot. Everybody in the plane was killed. The plane was on fire when it landed. You know, that kind of stuff. You don't think that is going to have an impact on your psyche? My God.
Yeah.
Think about it. Never mind all the people you killed by dropping those bombs. But then what your own experience is in that circumstance. So
the continued state of a trauma response his body must have been through the rest of his life.
Yeah, right. It's just... All right. Take a deep breath and let's... I don't, you know what? I think we need to have a pause for a moment. I need to... Reset. You know what? We'll, all right. So we are going to pause, and I'm going to calm down, and I'm going to play you the most fabulous song that will sort of reinvent the mood. I think we need to reinvent the mood. We'll do that right after this.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. So you ordered a new air filter for your car. You try to install it, but it doesn't fit. So you take a little bit off the sides. Still doesn't fit? Well, you could try to sit on it. Or get it right the first time with eBay Motors Guaranteed Fit. When you see the check, you know that part's going to fit. Air filters, brakes, headlights, over 122 million parts. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors, let's ride.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you can find options that fit your budget. Because giving you options is the right thing to do.
Oh, yeah, like when I hold the door for someone. Sure, it may be weird if I don't time it right, and they're a little too far away, and now they're running. And we're both asking ourselves, is it worth it to run instead of just, you know, letting them open their own door?
But still, it's the right thing to do. So get options based on your needs with Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Did you hear about Taco Bell's apology?
Yeah, they apologized for going too far with their breakfast. Like the naked egg taco and chicken biscuit nachos? It was too much. All you need in the morning is tasty, simple food. Like the breakfast crunch wrap. Fluffy eggs, melty cheese, sausage, crispy hash browns, wrapped in a warm tortilla. Or, as some call it, a breakfast crunch thing. Grab one today, only at Taco Bell. At participating U.S. Taco Bell stores during breakfast hours only until 11 a.m. while supplies last. Contact local store for hours and participation, which vary.
Dell Technologies President's Day event is here with deals to power all your passions. The savings start now on select, sleek XPS laptops and more powered by 12th Gen Intel Core processors. Don't forget, special pricing on the latest monitors, docks, and accessories, plus free shipping on everything and monthly payment options with Dell Preferred Account. Just call 877-ASK-DELL for these limited-time President's Day deals. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
I melt when I hear his song.
His voice.
Skies of blue and clouds of white. The bright, blessed day. Dark, sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying how they do.
They're saying, I love you.
I hear babies cry.
Take a deep breath, Doug.
And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
You know, when I hear him, this is something probably older members of the audience will relate to. He was best friends with Ella Fitzgerald. You know that name, right?
Yes, yeah.
And so he used to refer to her timeless legacy. He referred to her as the First Lady of Song. That stuck with her through most of her life. And after she died, Frank Sinatra also referred to her as the First Lady of Song. She had a lot of cultural roadblocks, a really tough childhood. She was blind as she got older, and yet she could still sing like there was no tomorrow. And she brought, you know, that thing, Louis Armstrong and all of the fun stuff
iconic,
that he left.
That's iconic, of grit and smooth together.
Yeah, yeah. If we can just have that as a daily inspiration. Think about the music that you like and you love and what sends you, like that song does for me. And
we needed that moment, Doug. Thank
you. We did. Yeah, it's been a heavy day here on Good Day. It's 10 before the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Recognize this theme in 100 years, except you, our movie guy. Chuck Curry is here. Movie Moments on Good Day. The theme from I Am Legend. All right, Chucker, it's yours.
You don't like that theme? I love that. Actually,
I don't think it does
story.
Anything for me, one way or the other.
It's haunting.
Yeah.
I play that. See, I don't. You know, I own an ice cream parlor on Christmas Street in Strasbourg.
Yeah, I know. I've been.
Like, I'll go on YouTube and play that theme for an hour straight. I will. And sometimes I'll just sit there by myself.
Okay. Sort of. Now I know you're certified.
I sort of like, you know, I'm going to tell you something. One of my favorite themes in movies and television is sadness.
Yeah, we've got plenty of that today on this program, I'll tell you that.
I like that. I like that.
Okay, good. Well,
but anyway,
the
reason we play that theme to I Am Legend, which is a movie that came out in 2007, starred Will Smith. It's the third theatrical movie based on Richard Matheson's novel, I Am Legend. The first was Last Man on Earth, 1964, with Vincent Price. Second was The Omega Man in 1971 with Charlton Heston. So I Am Legend, I thought it was a good movie, a great set design. I thought Will Smith's performance was really good as the lead character, Robert Neville. I didn't like the CGI in the second half, but still, it's an effective movie. So about a year ago, Warner Brothers said they were going to do a sequel. But the thing is that Will Smith's character at the end of this movie is killed off. But when they released the Blu-ray and the DVD, Doug, they had an alternative ending where his character lives, which they shot. They had two endings shot. The theatrical, they used the one where he's killed off, which is what happens to the character in the other films and the novel, okay? So now they announce a sequel, which is going to co-star Michael B. Jordan. So I'm like, how are they going to have Will Smith back? So evidently, according to reports now, that the studio is going to move aggressively forward with this and that they're going to use the alternative ending on DVD and Blu-ray as canon, meaning that will be going forward that his character lives. So they're going to team him up, Robert Neville, Will Smith with Michael B. Jordan, a new character, and it's going to take place a few decades after the last one, which is 2007. Michael B. Jordan has become a big star, so I think there'll be a lot of interest in this project, despite the fact that Will Smith did slap Chris Rock last year. And
yeah,
hopefully people start to move past that.
Right.
I mean, everybody's redeemable. He didn't kill people. I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah, forgive and move on.
You've got to forgive and move on.
The story of the Malaysia Airlines plane that went down 9 years ago is the subject of a new and looks like very interesting. There's a trailer that came out yesterday. The title of the movie is MH370. That was the flight number of the plane that disappeared. It's a Netflix documentary that examines the disappearance of this flight, the fact that they've never found the plane. It's like it was like eaten up by a UFO or something.
Really?
It just vanished.
Like Bermuda Triangle. Remember the Bermuda Triangle?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So anyway,
let's bring back a memory. In the late 70s or 80s, there was a show that was syndicated with Leonard Nimoy that always talked about Bigfoot. Like, Bigfoot real?
Bigfoot?
Loch Ness Monster,
Bermuda
Triangle.
That
was really cool.
All right, Steven Spielberg yesterday in an interview said Tom Cruise saved Hollywood's ass.
Yeah, I saw that. Is that what he said?
Gun.
Holy cow.
That's quite a statement.
But,
that was at the Academy Awards.
That video and audio was not meant to be recorded. I think they had a private conversation that was recorded, and that is what Spielberg said. And there is some truth to that. Obviously, Top Gun Maverick was a huge movie, and it got people back into movie theaters, and it got people back repeatedly to see the same movie. It did $700 million plus domestically post-COVID, which was huge for the industry. So what Spielberg said to him was, I think, heartfelt, and actually was pretty cool.
Yeah. They've made $1.5 billion on this. Tom Cruise got a nice piece of that. 96% on Rotten Tomatoes, and the fact they're going to do another one, and as I speculated on earlier this week, I would not be surprised to see some female pilots in the
next
Top
Gun. I think that's a really good that's a good idea. I like that idea a lot.
But you think about all the people that go to see Tom. I'll see anyways, like Hackman or John Wayne. I'd see any movie that they were in. And there is so much great production now. And he's so sensitive. He's so good at putting the pieces together of these movies.
Yeah. Well, I said real quick, I felt Maverick was like watching John Wayne's The Shootist for Tom Cruise at that stage in his life. Very reflective experience
for
me personally.
All right, Chucker, you're a good man. Happy to have you here reflecting for us on the Good Day program with Jay and Doug. It's 59 past the hour.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.